I've made a purchase that I never thought I would make. And when I moved down here, the house that I live in has a just a, I call it a little postage stamp lawn.
Mm-hmm.
And it literally, whether it's me or my daughters, when they mow it, it takes us, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes. It's just not much because we don't have, we've got, trees in the backyard. It's mulch. There's just nothing to mow. So we just have to mow the front of the yard. And I have, and I'm sure our listeners, I know you know this, everybody who has ever known me knows that I love my engines. I love my truck. I love the smell of gas, the smell of diesel. I love tinkering with them. I like trying to get more power. I love the way they sound, everything about it. And we've talked about electric vehicles before, and I just don't know that I would ever be able to do that. And when I say this, I say it with great caution because I know that Greg has done this as well. I turned my mower in that I would have to winterize. I would have to get ready to go every spring. It would take me a month to get it running the way I wanted it to run, and it was great. But I decided to go out, and at one of the hardware stores, I bought an electric mower. Not one with a cord.
Oh, okay.
Not one with a cord. No, I have one with a battery because the battery will go into my leaf blower, all of those things, and it just makes it easy. It's quiet, so I can, like on Saturday morning, I can mow the lawn with
without waking up the neighbors.
Without waking up the neighbors, I don't wake up the kids. I get it done, and it's just quiet, and it's easy, and it works every single time. I don't have to prime it. I don't have to tinker with it. It, I don't have to worry about anything. And when the season's over, all I do is take the battery out, fold it up, put it away, mm-hmm. and it just hums along when I fire it up in the spring. I never in my wildest dreams thought that I would own a push-button lawnmower.
Does it work as well?
It does. I mean, I don't let my grass get long. I think if I let my grass grow and it was too thick and too long, I would run into an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But even in the spring here, I just, because it takes me 10 minutes. I just go out there and mow it, or the kids mow it,
Do you have the bag attached to it?
Oh, yeah, just a bag attachment and everything. Yeah, pick it up, and, I usually try and do it on Tuesday because Wednesday's, trash pickup day along with the yard waste. And I'm wondering if there is a purchase that you have made that you just never thought that you would make that purchase. 248-539-9797, give us a call or text us. And Stoney, is there one of those that that you've purchased that you never thought you'd purchase? I know you're not in the lawnmower business.
No, I remember I was so excited to be to mow the lawn for the first time when I was a kid, and we had an electric mower with a cord.
Oh my god, that seems extremely complicated, by the way.
Yeah, it really does. I've never even seen one.
Well,
I've seen them.
Move the cord.
Well, we used to have the hedge trimmer. With the cord. And
right.
Yes.
Well, anyway, to make a long story short, I ran over the cord and broke it. So my father said...
electrocuted, and that explains everything.
Well, not the yes, but that's why, I was prohibited from ever mowing the lawn again.
Yes.
Basically. You did it on purpose.
Uh-huh.
No, I didn't. I was kind of... I was bummed, But actually, I purchased... it's more of a subscription that I let... When I joined Weight Watchers... I never thought I would do that.
Never thought you'd join Weight Watchers?
And it actually worked.
Did it? You followed it?
I followed it for a good few months.
Did you go to the meetings?
I would go, but I didn't stay because it wasn't for me. It was...
it wasn't a full buy-in?
No. But I bought the products to eat, which were pretty tasty and didn't have a lot of calories, and I'd get weighed in every week. And so I was into it for a while, and it worked. Unfortunately, I didn't stick with it.
Would you go back to it?
No. I like food too much.
I'm stunned you did this, John. I kind of have concerns. Is this the first, is Stoney rubbing off here, liberal Stoney?
Yes. Well, I didn't do it to save the earth.
I know. Doug thinks you did, so don't ruin it for him.
Right.
Mine is easily our minivan. I proclaimed, and friends can hold me to this to the day I die, that I said many times, growing up and my young adult life, that I will never own a minivan because I believe it's a signal that you've given up as a man.
Given up as a man.
And we got one because thanks to Stoney's bat mitzvah. No. Yeah, we had the third unexpected child, and it was like, all right, we got to have something big enough to get the crew around, and we can't quite afford the huge SUV.
So. Yep, easy in, easy out.
You and know I must what? Say the Town and Country is an excellent vehicle for a family.
You know what? I was pushing us to get an SUV, minivan. My wife was the one at anti-minivan. She's like a big truck girl, okay?
Oh, wow. I didn't know this side of scene.
Oh, yeah. She loves the, you know, she's had the Traverse. She's had all those, okay?
Has she ever pulled a trailer?
Probably.
Have you?
Yeah, who put the boat in?
No.
Oh, the help.
Oh, the...
No, she's definitely done that. Anyway, the reason I was a mini... The minivan to me just was a much smoother ride.
Yeah,
I mean it was
a smooth ride. In somebody else's minivan.
The doors open and things like that a lot easier, and you know that type of thing, and more gadgets.
Uh huh.
You know
gadgets. Just not the cool factor.
I guess I don't know. I got it out. I got vetoed.
Uh huh.
They're not cool. No, they definitely don't have the cool factor. But they have a lot of second row legroom.
They do.
If you're an adult sitting in the second row. Yeah.
There was one point that I believe you could turn the chairs around in.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so you could, you know, you could be playing cards in the back.
Right.
Sounds unsafe.
That was one of the reasons I thought not for cards, but I thought it'd be a way to occupy if they're driving up north. Have a little table there and, you know, more than an SUV, so to speak.
And Gov, this is not my gateway. to an electric vehicle. I don't mind spending 10 minutes using my battery-powered lawnmower. And if my yard was bigger, trust me, I'd go tractor, I'd go something else, but...
It just surprises me because your truck is as old school as it gets, man. It's diesel, it's huge. The thing is humongous.
It gets me where I gotta go, along with everything along with it.
I once had the Chevy Volt for like a month or whatever.
Yeah.
When I was doing some stuff for a different Chevrolet agency. Mm-hmm. It was a good car, man. You know, you didn't have the, and the those noises, but it was fine.
No, the noises is...
It was fine.
Well, I'll tell you what. Hey,
I'll tell you what mine will be.
Yeah.
That I'll say I will never get.
Oh, okay.
The Apple Watch. Oh, I just...
Me neither.
Oh,
looking at my watch.
It's like, what are you doing? Enough with the Dick Tracy stuff. I don't want to see people talking into their wrist.
Well, yeah, but that's just one feature. I never talk into it. Every once in a while,
neither.
I'll mess with my kids and use the walkie-talkie feature.
Oh, Stoney wants his flying cars and is disappointed we don't have flying cars, quote, yet, but the talking watch is no way.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes.
Flying cars, major. I don't know if you knew this, John. It's just a major, major disappointment in my life. I thought for sure
by now we'd have flying cars.
Oh, absolutely. Some quick ticket texts before we get to the phone lines. The products that you purchased you never thought you would get. My wife and I were so against a baby bottle warmer. Then we got one. It was a game changer. Minor League Baseball yearly subscription. Wow. MILB.com. I look at it. I friggin' love my Keurig. Always thought they were stupid. Jimmy from Flint.
Mm-hmm.
Please ask Stoney if he's ever owned a man card. Stoney's wife is more of a man than him. Thank you, Mike.
Wow.
I'll say it again. I love John Jansen. We all love John Jansen. Lithium battery yard tools are nice. Don't have to worry about gas.
Yep.
I bought an Ego blower, string trimmer, and even chainsaw. All work great. Love not having to mix grass and oil or even messing with gas. I have a relatively new gas riding mower. Otherwise, I would think about Ego riding mower. With the new style gas cans, I always have spillage trying to fill my mower and snowblower from a 5-gallon can.
No one likes spillage.
That's right. Kevin in Riverview, what's up?
Good morning. I'll make it quick, and I'm with Jansen. I love all the new, or I should say I love all the new battery-powered stuff.
It's so easy, isn't it?
Got the Ego mower. 2 years ago, got the Ego snowblower. Me and my neighbor bought them between the two of us. I have nothing left in my garage except for a gas blower that is not battery powered.
So let me ask you about your snowblower.
Sure.
How does that throw snow? What's the deepest snow you've been able to tackle with your battery powered snowblower?
Let's put it this way: the last one The last snow, that big snow we had here in December, I think it was, or the last one that we had, I waited till the next day, and it was what? Maybe about 8 to 12 inches?
Yeah.
And it bogged down a little bit, but I tell you what, it got through it all. Plus, it's got headlights on it. Even the lawnmower's got the headlights. You can do it at any time of the day, and you can't even hear anybody.
Wow, great. Beautiful. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it. Dean in Milford, you're on 97.1 The Ticket.
I'm not sure who was talking about the town and country and saying that that it's all men giving up. I could say the town and country. I did a cross-country road trip with my sons, and I rented a vehicle. I was supposed to get a Jeep, but it said a vehicle or like the Jeep. And I ended up with the town and country. My sons had their own captain's chairs. They had their own TVs. They didn't touch each other, didn't argue one bit in the car. I think that is the best vehicle for a parent available.
Oh, I agree with you now, but beforehand, I just never could imagine owning it. Although,
no, and I'm 100% with you. You have no idea how angry I was when they threw me the keys to a van. But then I drove that thing, and it was amazing.
It's a great.
Like, if I had to get a van, that's what I'm getting.
It's a great ride. It's all the minivans are nice and smooth.
I'd like to get the one though that prevents arguments, because ours doesn't.
Oh, Lord. Mike and Fenton, you're on 97 on the ticket.
Hey, Sony, about the Apple Watch.
Yeah.
I'm a member of the MyPack study at U of M. As a heart patient, you have to wear this watch.
Okay.
And you can do electrocardiograms, you can pulse, you can get your oxygen levels. It's amazing, right on your wrist, and it tracks all of your workouts. That's the reason I started wearing it, was I was part of the study, but I really found it a really valuable tool for, you know, medical monitoring.
I get that. Yeah. It's just something I don't think it's for me. I had the Fitbit for a while, too. And
it would drive you nuts?
No, it was just one of my daughters asked, can I use yours? I said, sure. I
mean, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't use it to its full advantage. Yeah, no. So did I. When I had the Fitbit, I competed with it.
Yeah, I've got the Apple Watch, and I compete with my on a weekly basis. As soon as one's done, we just re-up the competition and go after it.